Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
Hey everyone, it's David Nagel, and I'd like to welcome you to What's the Truth. Today I have my amazing guest, Matt Mills, on the line here. Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing great, David.
Fantastic. So let's jump right in here. What's going on, and how do you think I might be able to help you? Let's see what you got going.
Yeah, so, you know, it feels I'm right now where I'm at with my business or businesses is, you know, I've been trying to build momentum going and doing that. And so right now it feels like I'm in a place of a little bit of overwhelm. And so really, you know, I have this big dream, this goal, this vision. And so really what my question is when it feels like there's so many things that you have to do or to accomplish in order to make that happen, you know, how can you trust that you're making those right decisions or taking the right actions that'll bring you closer to that vision?
Well, number one, it's understanding cause and effect of the result that you want. So If you look at what is the specific result that I want, understanding also what is the flow of results that I need in order to create an ultimate outcome for myself. And then really knowing what is the cause of that, and then who do I need to be as a person in that cause, being that cause, in order to get the result that I want, and then making the tweaks along the way, whether it's working or it's not working, and really understanding that. What I see happen with a lot of people is they don't necessarily know the cause of the effect that they're looking for. If they don't get a result that they want, they take it personally, or they go into a shame spiral, or money worry, or whatever it might be. It could also be a person in somebody's life that's not being supportive if they're not taking off like a rocket ship, you know, in their business, which then affects your energy. And then, you know, if a person does not turn that around, they find themselves getting in trouble. So where do you think the business is breaking down for you?
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of that resonates with me from what you were mentioning. And I think it is feeling like that this, I guess just kind of to put it, is really kind of the pace of where I want those results to be. So it feels like I'm taking the action from what I see, from what I have to do. But yeah, the results sometimes aren't coming quick enough. And you know, sometimes I don't have the faith to think, okay, I need to stay the course. Sometimes I have that brain where it goes from one place, well, maybe I need to try something different. Maybe my approach isn't right. And so it kind of jumps from place to place. And so when that happens, it makes you almost feel a little bit paralyzed.
Yeah.
And so that's really where it feels like I'm at right now.
Can you tell me what the specific result is that you're not getting that's causing you to think this?
Yeah. So in my work, I'm a coach and I've been doing that for a few years, but now I've made a lot of bigger decisions to take the leap in that business. And for me right now, the results, it's a lot of just not getting enough clients, not having enough of those conversations that I know are impactful that can lead to more business. And so it sometimes can make it seem, you know, there's a lot of overwhelm of information out there where you think, oh my gosh, well, maybe I should be doing this. And then you just ask a lot of your questions of those, I should be doing this, or, you know, maybe my approach isn't right. So,
yeah, totally. All right. So let's kind of look at this scientifically, right at the core of the business. So you're not getting enough of the clients. How do you typically bring people into your sales process? Where do you get them from?
Yeah, it's inviting for conversations. That's really where I'm trying to focus on right now.
Is that via social media or is that live events? Or
it's both. I mean, it's it is through some live events. It's through a lot of referrals. You know, it's directly asking for business. And it feels like there's a lot of different sources where I'm trying that. I'm still kind of, it feels like I'm throwing a lot against the wall and seeing what sticks. And so it's from a number of those different sources, whether it's from sporadic live events, some social media, but mostly through referral and also just reaching out to either friends of friends or people who are within my circle, asking for a conversation.
Okay. So one of the patterns that I'm seeing here is that you're kind of approaching this from kind of a reactive standpoint. It's almost like, here's what I don't have. Here's what I think I need to do to change this. I would suggest that you change it, start off with a mindset perspective and really get clear on what are you the expert on? What specific problem do you solve? What is that?
So for me, because I've shifted a little bit in my business, and what I do is I combine life and leadership coaching with running and race training. And I think where sometimes I'm getting stuck is thinking that there is a problem that I need to solve. And really, because what it is, what I'm helping people to do is to have more energy, engagement, and enjoyment in their life through running and race training. And so sometimes where I find myself getting stuck is thinking like, what is that problem that I need to solve for people?
That is. It definitely is. Because people buy when there's urgency. And it can be urgency from a positive aspect, like inspirational urgency. They know that they want to go out. Let's say they're a runner and they want to take their running to the next level for whatever it is. And they're really committed to it. They've got the urgency to say, okay, maybe I need a coach. Maybe I need a book. Maybe I, you know, what I, you know, whatever it is that they, the runner thinks that they need. Then there is the person who, for whatever reason, maybe they're competitive running or something like that, and something is going drastically wrong, and they're not winning or placing the way that they want to, and there's an urgency to figure out what the hell is wrong that's going on from that perspective. When I started my business, I started off with the idea of mindset, because it was a lot of what I had studied. But I was under this real delusion that just because most people that I would become aware of just through my daily travels in life, they seemed to be very unhappy about different things in their life. I thought they wanted to change. And it was a very disturbing wake up call to find out that they just wanted to bitch. They actually did not want to change anything. So I had to find what is a problem that I could solve for individuals where they actually had the urgency in order to make the change. And for me, the one thing that I was really good at was making a lot of money in a very short period of time. I had done it in my life many times. I had showed other people how to do it. And I decided I'm going to go after business people that because they already have a built-in urgency when something goes wrong. They need to know how to make money in a short period of time. They need to know how to make profits overall. And most of the time, it's a mindset problem with business owners over a system problem or a structure problem. And even if it is a system problem or structure problem, it's a mindset or resistance problem around fixing or noticing actually what that is. So yeah. I would highly suggest that you take a very specific problem that you're going to go after, because what that allows you to do is identify where your client base is and how to communicate with them. The other coaching and information that you have that's probably a little bit wider in scope, all of that will fall into place with those individuals.
Yeah.
Finding the ideal client by understanding what the problem is that you're going after, that just tells you, where do I shoot the arrow? Where do I go find this person? Where are they already doing something that is the equivalent of proactively looking for a solution where they're kind of raising their hand and they're saying, I have a problem. I'm open to help and I'm open to spending money on that. Because right. that's significant also. You want to make money. You have to have people that are willing to make money. And then that's where you position yourself as the expert. And that's on social media, that's in live events, that's in conventions, that's in any place that you're going to find that ideal client that you can position yourself as the expert. It also gives the ability for you to understand where to enter the conversation mm-hmm. with these individuals when you do meet them. So it yep. shortens your sales cycle and it does something else that is absolutely fantastic. In any business, one of the main challenges a business has is the resource of enough money to put into marketing, advertising, sales in general. Mm-hmm. It costs a lot of money to market, even if you're marketing very well, right? You have to be able to put the amount of money into it in order to extract what it is that you want.
Yeah.
But in some cases, in some businesses, especially if you can pull people from other people's live events, you're leveraging other people's marketing dollars. So no matter what it costs you, if your ideal client is in that room spending money, it is, if you really look at the lifetime value of what your client is, it makes total sense to spend money to go into that place, whether you have to travel or you need to pay to speak or you need a sponsor booth or whatever it might be, to position yourself in front of that client, and your sales will go right through the roof when yeah. you do that. As yeah. long as you have the skill set to sell, right? You have to have the skill right. set to sell right. to have that conversation to be able to help someone, and then you're golden from that point on.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
In everything that I just said, tell me where you feel you might not be up to speed or you might be weak or you need to grow.
Yeah, I think it's what you hit on. It's really identifying what is that problem to solve. Because it feels like there's a lot of different problems that I can solve. And it's really narrowing down on that. Because I feel like for myself, I feel confident in sales. And I feel like once I can hit that, I can get into a conversation with somebody and try to have that conversation of, here's how I can help you. But it's right now I'm at a place where it feels like there's a lot of different things that I feel like I can solve somebody's problems, solve somebody's what it is that they're looking for. And so for me, I feel like it is narrowing that down.
What are they typically looking for?
Yeah, well, you know, I had shifted as a coach. You know, I was working with mostly people in their careers. So that was a little bit easier to get in. You know, a lot of people dealing yeah. with burnout, a lot of people who were looking for change, a lot of people who are struggling in their families and their lives. That was where I was focused on. That was an easier pain point to hit within that. And now I've just shifted with the combining with the running. So it still feels like it's a bit of a newer part of my business.
What caused you to make that shift?
My own passions. And also it felt very much aligned with what I wanted to do as a coach. It felt for me, I've been a lifelong runner. It's changed my life. It's helped me through really challenging times. And so I've seen the power and impacts that I can have. And so for my skills and experience as a coach, it felt like it was something that I also hadn't seen out in the marketplace a lot of. So it was just something that for me was exciting, that I feel like when I spoke and talked about it, it resonated with some people. And so as I leaned more into it, I grew more passionate about this part of my business.
Are you doing anything else with that knowledge that reaches out to people? Do you do a podcast or anything?
I do. Yeah. So I have a podcast where I talk with leaders, influencers, and experts who use running to help fuel their success.
And how's that going?
It's good. I'm in the process of launching. So I'm recording a lot of interviews and not a lot, but I'm recording interviews and then going to be launching that within the next couple of months.
Okay. So one of the things that I would do is not just interviews, but I would create mindset content and skill set around the running itself and do short segments on it, anywhere from 10 minutes to 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And put those out on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. If you stay away from, like, I don't know what your goal is with the podcast, but I will tell you this. If you stay away from any kind of sales on the podcast, in other words, you're not trying to sell your coaching on the podcast. You're not trying to sell a product. You're just simply giving away your best information on that podcast. You lower the barrier to entry on the front end. So you're giving valuable content to people that need it. People are really paying attention to you. You'll develop a following quickly. Mm-hmm. Any marketing that you're doing, do it at the podcast. So social media, let people know about the podcast, right? And anywhere that you can, if you're on other people's podcasts, let them know about the podcast. Drive traffic to that podcast. The podcast is going to help them become familiar with you, develop that know, like, and trust factor that is very important. And then when they start, when they start to like come to your website to look at what you do, that's when you start hitting them with like a retargeter ad. So that's where the marketing process starts. They've already shown interest. They're actually searching you out for how you can help them, and then start the marketing process with those individuals. And you'll find that you're as long as your marketing is tight, and you're speaking to the issues that they have, that your sales are going to go up through the roof. And here's the other thing. It takes the barrier to that sale down. It drops it dramatically low because they're listening to you all the time, right? They're listening to you when they're running, when they're having breakfast, in their downtime, over and over and over and over again. Right. And they feel like they get to really know you. Mm-hmm. So it feels safe for them to buy what it is that you have to offer. And I would also get on every podcast that you can that has to do with run, like get on Rich Roll's podcast, do whatever, be persistent, right?
Yeah.
Until he says yes, get on everybody's podcast that you can to do it and get your name out there, and you will change it. Now, I'll also say this, it's a long-term strategy.
Yep.
You've got to be patient with it. So I don't know how urgent you are for money yourself to get the, you know, to get the sales going. But the best way to do that, if you need to solve that problem, is face-to-face. And that is really going after. And it may be that you have to work with some business people for a while in your coaching until you bridge that gap of your knowability out there in the podcast world. But I'm telling you, if you're good with it and you're persistent with that podcast, if you put out good quality content, you do it on a regular basis and frequently, like we do five a week. We have five, we have five a week that go out, right? It'll grow. It'll grow like crazy. It really will, because people are, you know, it's the big new thing, right? It's a place for people to get really quality information that typically they had to pay for. And even though information is everywhere, people are searching for direction. And what they will, the other thing they'll pay for is access to you, right?
Yeah.
Because you may tell them something on the podcast that you would teach them live, say in a seminar or a workshop or in a coaching call or whatever, but they really want access to you so that you can personalize it for them. And it makes a big difference in their life.
Yeah. Yeah. And that all makes sense. And I agree. It's a longer term strategy. I understand how that helps. And that's with the podcast. That's really the goal with the approach of that is really just to, first of all, have fun with it, because it is something that I enjoy doing.
Great.
And, which, you know, over the years I've always thought I need to start a podcast, but, this is coming from a place of that I enjoy it, that I want to do it. And so from where I am coming from, I feel like if I'm coming from that place, it'll come across as more authentic. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Next question. What would stop you? What would stop you overall in your life? Like personal life, psychological, emotional, past. What would stop you? And here's the reason. Let me tell you why I'm asking you this question.
Yeah.
Every person, I've been coaching for 25 years.
Yeah.
Every person has a stopping strategy. Okay.
Mm.
I don't believe people fail. I believe they quit. And the reason that they quit is because your subconscious mind is afraid of the unknown. So anything that you create futuristic for yourself, as far as a goal or a dream that you want to accomplish, there's an unknown factor to it. Your subconscious mind does not have a pre-patterned plan on how to deal with the unknown.
Right.
So what it does is it says, oh, hey, you know, you got to be aware of this, and here's this problem, and here's this circumstance, and how are you going to pay the bills, and a relationship issue, whatever. It's looking for you to get in agreement with whatever alarm bell that it's ringing. And when you get in agreement with it, you'll say to yourself, shit, this isn't worth it. This is more important. I better back off on this, or I better stop doing that. And the moment that you do that is when you start to spiral down. We always agree with the circumstance that our subconscious mind tells us to look at, that causes us to quit, which ultimately leads to our failure. So like when I personally coach someone, one of the first things that we do is we reverse engineer their stopping strategy so that we know what it's going to look like when it shows up. And I don't become the enemy in that process. So they hire me, I'm the ally, right? But the moment that their mind gets focused on a big major problem in their life where they're considering quitting, like it becomes the perfect excuse, they will take every ally in their life and they will make that person the enemy. It's just the subconscious pattern that we go through in order, like our subconscious is so ingenious in the way that it keeps us alive. Yeah. It's not concerned with growth in the future. It's only concerned with two things, keeping you alive and procreation. That the amygdala is only designed for those two things, but it does it all through pattern recognition. So if you don't understand the patterns, then you're very susceptible to the agreement, which causes you then to go backwards or stop. So what is it in your life that could cause that to happen?
Yeah, I think, it feels like there's a few things. on more of a psychological level, there is a little bit of that fear of judgment. also, I think for me, having the consistency and not seeing the results, and then also because ideally I'd like to make money from this venture. If there is, it's just not getting those results. And I keep saying I'm putting in all of this effort. There's that fear there. So I feel like those two things.
Any external pressure from family, friends, kids, anything like that?
Yeah. I think there's a little bit. I mean, right now I'm okay. But yeah, if it does get to a point where it's not going anywhere, then there could be a little bit of that pressure. So there is a little bit of that as well. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'll reverse going through this with your family or whoever it is in your life. Mm-hmm. Communication is the key. Explaining what's going on, letting the person understand what you're going through, what you're doing. You have a plan to get through this, assuring them that you're not going to drop the ball. Right. Mm-hmm. But with anything in life, there's a risk to it. Your vulnerability to a risk is the equivalent to your ability to look at the truth in yourself as to what you're afraid of, mm-hmm. and your ability to be resourceful in every situation. And I got the feeling like you're a real resourceful guy. I really think you're resourceful. You just give off that vibe.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the judgment, write that down for yourself, judgment, and ask yourself, in what different ways would that show up in my life where it emotionally hurts? Is it a client judgment? Could it be that you get negative press on social media or on YouTube from your podcast or wherever, however you're going to put it up, or is it family, friends, you know, that type of thing. Just be aware of what it is so that you can start to develop, how do I deal with that judgment when it comes up? Because judgment never has anything to do with you. It is a marker of where they are. And the fact that you're changing is triggering them into some kind of a judgment, but it has nothing to do with you. Every time we change, we force the people around us to adapt to that change, and then it becomes emotional.
Right.
You don't want to make it emotional for you. You want to make sure that the judgment stays with them. Like it, you put it right back at them. That's yours. That's not mine to deal with. I know what I have to deal with. I take responsibility for myself and move forward. And with the money is just saying to yourself, number one, if I have the desire to do something, if that's my purpose in life, there has to be a way to monetize it, period. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Period. That is an absolute law. So it becomes, what do I need to do to be resourceful until I figure out how to monetize it? Because there is, everybody has to go through the figuring out period of what is going to work in my business so that all of this clicks. Everything that I've told you today, though, I guarantee you will work. It's working very, very well for a lot of people right now. And I've suggested this to other people, like even within the last 6 months, and they've already got their podcast up to a place where they're monetizing it. Not huge, but they're monetizing it through clients. Plus, if you build it big, then you can monetize it through sponsorship. I mean, like Rogan makes $330 million a year just through sponsorship and shit.
Right.
There is, right? Yeah. So there's a lot of money. There's a lot of money in it. And what's really cool is that you're in control and you have your own artistic direction that you can put in it. It's your own form of expression. Be authentic.
Yeah.
Be you. Be, take your personality, make it nice and big, but it's your personality. Don't try to be somebody else. Don't let anybody else talk you into being somebody else. And don't be afraid to be a little controversial. Like if you disagree with something in the running industry or somebody else's teaching, say that you disagree with it. Explain why you disagree with it. Take a stand for what you believe in so that people can really resonate with your confidence. Because here's something else that's true. If you have a purpose to do this, the people that are the recipients of your purpose in life, they're already here. They just don't know you're here. So your responsibility is to get in front of as many of them so that they know you're here so that they can work with you. You're the person that's going to change their life, but they need to know that you're there, right? Yep. And they need to know that you're confident in your ability to do that. And when you do that, like you'll nail it. You'll absolutely be golden.
Yep. And that's where I feel like I'm at right now is there's not a lot that's going to stop me. There's nothing that's going to stop me. So
if it's your real purpose, man, there should be nothing that stops you. Absolutely nothing.
It feels like in my journey as a coach, it's led me to this point. And so, you know, I think that's where talking about what I'm afraid of stopping me. It's what could stop me. It's that unknown, a little bit, and just knowing that I'm putting in for everything for my purpose and not knowing if there is something out there that might stop me. But for right now, I'm not at that point.
The only reason why something external of you would stop you is because you'd be afraid to lose something.
Mm.
Right. And anything, like if you're doing something positive in life, if there were people in your life that said, if you keep doing this, I'm leaving, they probably shouldn't be in your life to begin with.
Yeah, I believe that.
Because I can't imagine ever telling somebody they couldn't do their purpose as long as it wasn't something negative or destructive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
So you like a person has to become very, resolute in their mind. It's a very personal conversation with yourself where you say, this is why I'm here. This is why I'm alive in this time, in this place, with these skill sets, with all the history, everything that I've been through, so that I can live this dream, so I can manifest this purpose in my life. There is nothing that will stop me. I will take responsibility for everything else in my life that I need to, but this is my purpose and this is what I'm doing and I'm not stopping.
Yeah.
When you do that, you give a command to your subconscious mind that it then begins to back off on the resistance a little bit because it sees based on your commitment and your action that you're not going to turn around. So you begin the process of reprogramming over a period of time and you literally rewire your brain on how to respond to the success. And before you know it, it becomes the way that you think without having to actually think about it.
Yeah.
Which would, that's, I mean, that's really the thing that every new person that's going down their road of success needs to get to, where they train their mind to think the way that they want it to think, the way that they need it to think, but they don't have to think about it, remind themselves and do affirmations or incantations or, you know, every day to get themselves in that place because they've literally rewired their brain to think the way that they wanted to think.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think for what I'm doing now, I'm in that place where I'm really trying to get my subconscious to believe that. And I think it's happening. And I think that's where some of the question is that I originally had was, you know, okay, you're doing that where you're trying to get your subconscious to buy into it. And I feel like it's having a positive effect on it.
It buys into it when you get the results.
Right.
When you get the result, when you link up the cause and effect, I do A, B, C, I get D. Mm. You do that repetitively. Your subconscious now knows you're going to get the result. The unknown factor goes away because it sees a new result. It knows you're not going to die. And then it backs down.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
All right. Go out there and make it happen.
All right.
Very good.
Sounds good.
Let me just close this out for everybody. If you enjoyed this episode of What's the Truth and you would like the opportunity to be featured on a future podcast, text TRUTH to 469-447-7775. Thank you very much, Matt, for being on the show. It was great to help you. And if there's anything I can do to help you in the future, please let me know.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.